Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello there. This is Beth, a.k.a. B-Truth, with Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. It's about, a month and a half since my last TED show. I will be completely off hiatus. Culture Shock Entertainment Reports will be off, completely off hiatus very, very soon. Thank you for tuning in, if you're listening live or listening to a replay of this broadcast. You are definitely appreciated. And please excuse me, my voice, one reason for the delay, my voice is almost gone. Had too much fun yesterday at the Hail St. Patty's Day weekend parade here in Jacktown, Jackson, Mississippi, here in the Deep South. It is Mardi Gras style, big time. But really, the party is still going on downtown Jackson and throughout Jackson. I'm talking about parade. Participants and attendees come from around the world. That parade definitely should be televised, but maybe it is live streaming. I don't know, but it definitely should be televised. But it is an amazing parade. I was scheduled to walk with our mayor who is seeking re-election, but the crowd was so thick, I could not even get to where the lineup was. And so it was just so much fun, so many people. I would share pics and videos throughout my social media pages, Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and so on, tomorrow. So you'll get to see a little bit before my phone died. But I would let it down with these. I mean, honestly, our St. Patrick's Day parade is just awesome. On St. Patrick's Day weekend, we all are Irish, no joke. And also, my little 4-year-old niece birthday weekend, also, she celebrated her 4th birthday on Thursday, and today is my brother's birthday. And a host of friends' birthdays are this weekend, so happy birthday. But again, my apologies for my voice is already resting deep, so my apologies for the hoarseness or whatever, but my voice was almost completely gone last evening. Just had so much fun. Honestly, you will see when I post the videos, and then you probably just go to Hail and Mail or Hail St. Patty's Day Parade in Jackson, Mississippi, and check out the pictures and the videos they have posted on the Facebook page. And if you love celebrating St. Patrick's Day and you really want to have a good time next year, schedule to come to Jackson, Mississippi and celebrate and just have a blessed and good time. And so it is a family fun event. I've seen newborn babies down there, but then also it is Mardi Gras style, no joke. So it is an adult. Also, it is... The adults are having fun, the kids are having fun, cats are having fun, because before the main parade, which always starts at 1, before the parade, there are pre-events, 5K run, check parade, the children's parade, and then there's the ultimate parade, and then there are always hosted parties afterwards. What I did, I had gone to see a screening of a Hall of Fame that was produced here called God's Prayer after the parade. I only got a chance to network and see some old friends and make a couple of new friends at that event because I had to leave. I had fun, but I also was going on the weather also, so I didn't get a chance to see the film. But I did see the behind-the-scenes film a film about 2 months ago at a wine and film event hosted by Yelp, by an awesome film producer by the name of Yvonne Williams. She is the Yelp ambassador here, and she had hosted an awesome event, a wine and film event at the Planetarium. And we viewed many, many independent films produced by Southern filmmakers. And one of the films was a behind-the-scenes look at the making of God's Prayer, which is a horror film about a serial killer here in Jackson. And I want to shout out Oriana Brookfield. I remember seeing her in the behind-the-scenes film. And then she and I talking about networking, the fake networking, and the opportunity to meet her and also introduce to the producer of the film, creator of the film, the person behind the film, Curtis. But this young lady, she said she graduated from Jackson State. She graduated from Jackson State, mass communications, and this was her first job out of Jackson State. And Ivana's sister was her teacher, and so she had told her about this gig, and she has a title of script supervisor. So shout out. So there are so many different things that we can do in acting and film industry, in front of the scene, in front of the camera, behind the scenes, and so on. I know when I was in high school, I was in a drama club, my friend Kawana and I, and we were been on the production team, and we had amazing friends that were on stage actors, and but we were part of the production team, and we traveled, and it's important to know what's going on in front of the camera and behind the camera. And so while we're talking about this, this is still a commentary type show, I must remind you all that the Crossroads coming up very soon, April 6th through 9th, that's only in 2 or 3 weeks, the Host Hotel here in Jackson metropolitan area is the Courtyard by Marriott. You can go to crossroadsfilmfestival.com/2017-festival-schedule, if it's spelled correctly, /. Go there, check out the schedule of events. April 6th through the 9th, that's Thursday through Sunday. It kicks off on Thursday night and it ends on Saturday with the Crossroads Independent Filmmakers Awards Brunch, which will be held at a remarkable restaurant by the name of Iron Horse Grill in downtown Jackson, an historical area of downtown Jackson, which is also a museum, which is a music museum showcasing musicians from Mississippi or have close ties to Mississippi by the likes of B.B. King, Charlie Pride. Yeah, Charlie Pride lives in Dallas. Charlie Pride is a native of Flint, Mississippi, Faith Hill. I mean, you see all types of exhibits within this restaurant, not to mention the fantastic food and atmosphere and the great customer service. So definitely look at the schedule events. We also will have a special screening of I'm Not Your Negro, the Oscar nominated documentary that the OJ film beat out, remember? And you all know how, and I have never seen the OJ documentary, isn't that crazy? And you all know you all know how I feel about the OJ situation. But those of you that are longtime supporters and listeners of the show and know me. Back to what I was saying. Yeah, you just see amazing films. I am on the screening, social media, planning committees, and this year I am so grateful to be the volunteer Mississippi Music Showcase coordinator, and it has been an honor to have the executives from Medical Records to help us with the screening and rating of amazing videos. Old Trace Records is an independent film associated with Medical Records, J.B. Lawrence. He's a videographer with them, and he produced many of the videos for Old Trace Records artists and artists of Malico, and also Louise Black assisted with the screening and the rating of videos. But the video showcases their ultimate video block. It will be the last block on Saturday night on the 8th, and it is just amazing. The entire festival will be amazing, but the video showcase feels like my baby, because, you know, and the artists are just remarkable. Our artists that are based in the state of Mississippi are showcased, and also artists from surrounding states. And honestly, it was so hard selecting. All of the videos that were submitted, no joke, were winners. But we have a certain time for those blocks, and you definitely need to look at the scheduled events, make your plans. If you can make it to the music showcase, definitely make it. I can't wait to see I'm Not Your Negro. I hear it's highly recommended. Filmmaker that on Facebook friends with the Space of Chicago, he said that all artists, and especially Black artists, need to see that film. But me being a history buff, anybody that meets that care anything about history, I haven't even seen it yet, but I'm a lover of James Baldwin writing, and big lover of Samuel L. Jackson also, and just, you know, it's just, I'm something that I'm excited about. Festival coordinator Michelle Baker, she's been in the New Orleans Film Festival, and she's been praising it since we started meeting. As soon as I arrived back from Texas in October, we had our first planning meeting, and she shared with us that we probably be showing I'm Not Your Negro. She was just ecstatic, just like, oh my God, we're going to have a showing of I'm Not Your Negro. So that will be shown on Friday night, and even though it's showing in theaters, it is something different about the showing, because that would be a panel discussion. And one of my former governors by the name of Will Winters of State of Mississippi, Democrat, and he's an amazing person, loved by everybody, regardless of their political affiliation. He has a lot of history, of course, with race relations, and he will be part of the panel discussion, and many other prominent figures within the civil rights movement, and experts on the topic of race relations. So definitely, I'm super excited, as you can hear. So look at the schedule. Let me give that information again. crossroadsfilmfestival.com/2017/festival/schedule. Everything go correctly. Go to that. And then also just check out the website, period, at crossroadsfilmfestival.com. Whenever you're sharing or retweeting information also, I use the hashtag 2017. Hashtag FFXFF2017 also is truly appreciated. And also a big thank you to the local press, Jackson City Press, and Pacific Link, Alex Hizdell, and Jackson Advocate. Big shout out to Austin Ads are in those publications. And thank you also to the media and all the volunteers and all the board members, and of course our festival coordinator Michelle. She's an awesome leader. Robbie is our chairman, and our volunteer coordinator is Eric Reason. So any of you that are interested in volunteering, we have amazing students from Austin schools that are volunteering, and people of all ages are welcome to sign up at signup.com also. But if you go to the website, you can see where you can sign up if you're interested in sponsorships or want to make donations. But the planning is going awesome and well. We're ecstatic. There will be workshops. If you're looking at the scheduled events on Saturday during the actual film festival, you will also have the experience of attending awesome workshops hosted by some of the best in the industry also. Definitely do your best to come. And again, the host hotel is Courtyard by the Marriott. So the topic that I have described in the show detail is springtime. I'm aware that it doesn't feel like spring in some areas of the country or the world, because this is a worldwide show. But to talk about spring, and then also spring, when I'm talking about the world, it might be spring here, but we're winter in other places. But in parts of the U.S., it is like a blizzard going on. We even had a cold snap here in the deep south a few days ago. Temperature in the early 30s, late 20s. But actually, it warmed up on Friday, and it's actually feeling like spring this weekend. It's feeling like spring today. This week is 70 and 80 degree weather, which is awesome. But I made up my mind I'm not going to complain when it's 105 or anything. But I just feel great. I love the wintertime. I love the holiday. I love the wintertime. I like the holiday season, and I like autumn, and I like winter. But the coldness just kills me, honestly, painfully. It's painful to me. It's about kids. It's just painful to me. But there are places that I would love to visit. Minneapolis, New York. I've always wanted to visit Minneapolis. I've always been like one of my second homes in my head as a little kid. But I know it's best for me to visit like in the summertime. And New York, I think I would like to visit New York though during Christmas, because I love the Macy's Day Parade and movies, romantic comedies and stuff like that are like based in wintertime in New York. And this is an abbreviated show, and I'm getting the signal that it's almost time to discontinue, but I do have a few more minutes of grace period. But the next show will be sooner than later, because it will be on Tuesday, on the 21st, to celebrate anniversary of Culture Shock Entertainment Report, being broadcast right here on blogtalkradio.com. Check out some of those early shows, like the first show that was like an introductory show. And then I think like maybe one of my first shows was like about UFOs, about my own experience. Then a year ago, my mom and my sister, and we also have a UFO film that will be presented also at the film festival. And it is a film that also has been picked up by Netflix, no joke. So, but still, you get the pleasure of seeing it on the big screen. And that's another point made that why you should come, and not only see the films, but check out those music videos. You're going to love the originality, the lyrical content, the performances of the artists, and their imagination. And then, to me, the videos take you on an emotional journey also. They definitely took me through an emotional journey. I mean, there are the happy videos, the sad ones, the proud to be in existence type videos. Just amazing, an amazing concept. But let's see. So I'm going to do a rundown right quick in case you're not looking at the schedule. The Crossroads Film Festival, Thursday, April 6th, You Are Everything, One Mile to You, then an after party. Then also that same night, the Crossroads First Thursday will be going on. On April the 7th, there will be Forgotten By You, The Truth of Us and Other Stories of Universal Experience. Then Speaking Up Gets You Locked Up, Never and Other Love Stories, Black Magic Stories from the Black Experience, Memories, Station, Punk, Oldies, and Blues, I'm Not Your Negro, and a panel discussion, the Train to Busan, and then I have to put it, Cat Head Distillery. Then on April the 8th, workshops all day in, at the theater at Miracle Grand View Theater in Madison, Mississippi. So it will be art workshops all day in the arcade area, ninth arcade area, Idaho, Mississippi, a documentary about Bill Minor. Produced by Bill Minor. Molasses and Women and Other Visual Striking Shorts. Last Stop on Market Street and Other Kid-Friendly Films. Girls Just Want to Make Films and an Extended Panel Discussion. The Eggman and Other Quirky Comedies. All Are Welcome Here and Other Films to Make You Really Think. Powerful Medicine and Other Mississippi Stories. The Five Wives and Lives of Nevin Pufferberg and a Buffet of Other Comedies. Curse of the Man Who Sees UFOs, that is the film I was talking about, and it has recently been picked up by Netflix. So you get to purchase it on Netflix, but then also when you come to the film festival, you can see it on the big screen. And myself, being a UFO buff, I love to see it on the big screen. September 12th, Even Other Dystopian Tales, Mixtape, Hate Crime, an LGBT Story, and a Panel Discussion. It's a feature-length film, Balcony, Stories from the Edge of Darkness, and, of course, the Mississippi Music Showcase, awesome music videos. I can name some, like Late Night Radio, My City, which is an awesome video promoting Jackson, pretty much. Then there's a video by a friend of mine that I met in Dallas at the Opening Bell Coffee House in downtown Dallas. My dear friend Chris Millum, his video, Tell Me Something I Don't Know, which pretty much promotes Memphis, where he is from and based. Then there are other awesome videos, Until We All Are Free, which is from an artist based in Memphis. There are videos there's Waves. Wow, there are some amazing videos. Just to name a few, I don't want to give too much away, but if you look at the schedule, you'll see the list of the videos also. And then there will be an after party after on that night. And then, of course, everything will culminate on Sunday, April the 9th at the awards brunch at the Allenhurst Grill, which is located in downtown Jackson. So it's going to be amazing fun right here in Jackson, Mississippi. And again, the whole hotel is the Courtyard by Marriott, located in Northeast Jackson on Ridgewood Road. It's located behind the Hilton on East County Line Road. So you definitely call them if you're making plans to come and let them know you're coming for the Crossroads Film Festival also, because I'm sure there's some type of, discount or something if you let them know, hey, I'm here for the Crossroads Film Festival, and then give, I need to find exactly the whatever, but call them and be sure to mention it. Say, hey, is there a special rate for those of us attending the Crossroads Film Festival? So, everybody's budgeting, right? So do that, but check out the schedule. And there will be, you have an awesome time and check these so awesome events. And honestly, personally, I love workshops. I missed an event last year. I was in Texas, but I did what I could do throughout social media and email promoting the event. But I was hands-on the year before. I've been hands-on since 2014. Long-time supporter at the beginning. And finally in 2014, I've been hands-on. And it's just been amazing. And I thank the festival coordinator and everyone, Robby Fisher and the board members and all for for really allowing me to have fun and work hard, and it's just been crazy. We're definitely a team, and it's definitely it's fun business, and we want everyone to learn and have experiences that they can talk about forever, because one thing that we always promote is everyone has a story, and we all have a story, right? And that's pretty much what we discuss. That's what we promote. Everyone has a story, so share your story through art, through culture, through film. You know, if you love film, definitely for you. If you are in the industry, in front of the camera, behind the camera, retired, you know, definitely come and share an experience of the Huntsville Film Festival. It is the 18th birthday, and also it's the bicentennial birthday for the state of Mississippi, also the 200th birthday also. I want to talk about two spring things also, and I'm looking at my current issue of Oprah, so I wanted to go into talking about a couple articles that are presented in Oprah's and Olmec, speaking of the Mississippi Native. Send her a tweet and remind her or let her know about the festival coming up. Think she'll surprise us? You never know. Never know until you try and ask, huh? Right. But time is running out. And I want to also talk about last night's basketball game between the LA Clippers and the Cleveland Cavaliers. But we have a lot of sports and a lot of hot topics and a lot of political topics and beauty topics and celeb news to talk about. And thank you all for tuning in. A big shout out to my loved ones and to my listeners, to my friends, fans of the show and fans that network with me throughout social media, my friends, my peers, and all. Just a big shout out. Big shout out to all our world leaders, our president, local, state level, leaders all across the country. You know, we all must keep our leaders, right? Local, all leaders within our lives, on whatever level, right? In our prayers and support. So that's some task that leaders have, right? And you know, and followers are meant to be leaders, right? We can't lead if we don't know how to follow properly, right? I know that from experience. I've been in leading positions and I've been in following positions. And I think we all go through that throughout our lifetime. We're either leading or we're following, part of the team, teamwork, or working on projects alone, or our own project, you know, really. So do it like Nike. Just do it like a friend Nip that car, which he will come back on the show when we're back. The school fledged broadcasting. Keep pushing. You know, he's a real estate investor up in Chicago. And when he was a guest at the show, you guys check out this Beckhart interview. He was just amazing. But everyone that's been on the show have always given us amazing advice and shared amazing stories, right? That's one thing about what I've loved about hosting and producing such a shocking team report, the conversations that we have. Just amazing. But again, before I'm abruptly cut off, I will go ahead and discontinue the show right now, but there will be a broadcast on Tuesday to celebrate the 6th anniversary of Culture Shock Entertainment Report. And again, my apologies. And a big shout out also. Oh, and speaking of Chris Nolan, he performed at in Austin at the Music Film Festival, and also James Franco, you all know I must mention James. James, a film, the disaster artist, was received well also. So that's cool, right? So have much more to say and talk about. Big shout out to Josh Henderson. We're still trying to save Dallas, but so cool that his new show, The Arrangement, is working out well also. But many of us are still trying to save Dallas, too. So if we do bring Dallas back, I guess we'll be doing two shows. thank you all for your love and for your support. And if you don't get a chance to check out the live broadcast of the show on Tuesday, definitely check out the replay, okay? And thank you to the artists that have been sending me music so I can add to the playlist. And you know I want you on the show to talk about your projects and what you're doing and so on. Thank you. And artists that have been on the show, definitely. I'll be contacting you so you can do your best to come and be a part of the showcase and the after party that's part of the film festival. And thank you all for spreading the word also regarding the Crossroads Film Festival that's happening April 6th through 9th, 2017. It's in a couple, 2 to 3 more weeks, right? So thank you. And God bless. You can email me at CultureShock, KULTURESHOKENT _ Beth at yahoo.com. Again, KULTURESHOKENT _ Beth at yahoo.com. Also, Twitter, Beth Williams, BETHWMS, Culture Shock Inc., KULTURESHOKENT. On Instagram, I am Beth Entrepreneur, BETHENTREPRENEUR. The entrepreneur can get you sometimes. And of course, on Facebook, you can get me at Bethany Williams, and also Culture Shock Entertainment Reports, the Facebook page. Also, and my Tumblr is Beth, BETHEntrepreneur.tumblr.com. You all know when my cell phone and my iPad was stolen, I was hacked. So I recreated, like, for my blogs, and I had to recreate, like, email addresses and just recreate a whole new social media presence. And thank you for your support. So, and then on LinkedIn, check me out at LinkedIn.com, and you know, /IN/Bethany, BETHANY, C, Williams, WILLIAMS, entrepreneur, the complete word, entrepreneur, on LinkedIn. I love networking on LinkedIn. Just amazing. You guys really know how to do some effective network LinkedIn. I created a new Snapchat account. I've had one for years, but, you know, I created a new one recently. Beth Entrepreneur. Wait a second. No, it's Culture Shock Inc. KULTURESHOKENT. That's my Snapchat profile, username, Culture Shock Inc. Okay, well, thank you all. Much love to the Purple Peeps throughout the world and the Twin Cities also. It's unbelievable that it's the 22nd will mark a year since our beloved royal prince transitioned. And just sending purple love and purple hugs throughout the world and to Paisley Park and Chanhampton, Minnesota. And my heart bleeds purple blood. So, again, thank you all. Happy screen time. Tomorrow, more screen. So, looking forward to a fun show on Tuesday. Okay, hopefully it can be interactive. Thank you. Love you. Hugs.